Bez Hashem, learning Mishmar and Simin Lamed Beis Sivchav Ches. This is share number 89. And the Mechaber tells us, Yeshli Zoyer, should be careful. Shlei Konis Roish Halamed Ba'aver Hahei Oy Haches Afilu Beloy Negia. When you write the Lamed on the next row, when it means you already wrote the previous row on top, you have to be careful, like in this picture over here, that the top of the Lamed should not enter into the airspace of the hay, of the cavity of the hay, or the cavity of the ches. Okay? It's, we call it Sagas Gvul. Stay out of my zip code, right? Okay? So, the Lamed should be below the entrance of the hay or the ches. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here in Sivchav Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom part of the page in Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Tes, Afilu Kol Shuhu Halam Deshura Shalamayla Himenu, even the smallest amount, the Lamed should not be entering into the airspace of the Hey, the Ches, and these letters. V'what din the Chaf Pshuta V'chadoyme Shle Yikonis B'shur Shalamata Bo'iz Tes V'ayin V'chadoyme. So too, the same discussion going down, meaning, in the first case, we had the Lamed should not be going up in the row above, into the hay, into the airspace of the hay or the ches. Now we're discussing, when you write a word, the gancha, and the end letter is a chaf, end a chaf, it should not be entering into the airspace of the word matar, the tes of the matar, as you see in the picture here, or in the ayin of al, over here. The same discussion, instead of going up, we're going down, that the endachof should not go into the tes, or into the airspace of the ayin. Further, in sifkon kuf lamid, ba'aver ahe, should not go into the airspace of the he, v'uadin ba'aver alif, oy tof gadoyim so too, should not go into the airspace of the alif and the tof. V'chok kol shekein sheyizor shelo yikonis ba'aver dalid oy reish shelo yira kehei chadukamei. Now there's a different issue which we're going to be discussing shortly, is that you don't want the lamid going into the airspace of the dalid or the reish. What happens if you have a little dot into a dalid that becomes a hey? So the concern is, if you have the tip of the lamid going into the earspace of the dalid, it might look a little like a hay now. Okay? You see what the problem might be?
Yeah.
And this is the example of that, where the lamid is going into the dalid area.
Oh, I see.
So you don't want them to do that, because now the whole surah of the letter looks like a little to some degree like a hay. Now you do see the rest of that line going down connected to the lamed, but we all know when we write script in English, or even if you sometimes drag a letter in Lashon Kodesh, you write in Hebrew also, you take, let's say, a letter and you connect it. It's not supposed to be really connected, but sometimes people do that. They take the liberty. And one letter goes into the next letter, even though it's attached to the previous letter. So that's a concern over here. You don't want the lamin to look like, make the dal look like a hay.
Questions,
please. Continues the Mishmar Sifkot and Kuf Lamin Ba'avar Ahei. We said, V'uadim Ba'avar Alif, Atav, we mentioned that. V'chadoyme. V'koshikain shul yizor, shul yikonis Ba'avar Dalet, V'oreish, shul yiroa, kehei, shouldn't look like a hay. Next sif cotton, oy ches. The lamed should not go into the ches of wadin. Im nichnas roish lamed l'soich avir shel chapshuto. We said also, if he goes into the chapshuto, the end of chav could kamei. We said cotton kuf lamed beis, and that would be a problem as well. In the brackets, he brings from Rabbi Kivager that was mekil b'diavid. If that did happen, kuf lamed beis beloy negiya. So the mechaber told us that even if it's not touching anything, because we know if there's a letter touching another letter, that's invalidating halacha. That makes it possible. The benegiya belavachi pasul mishum cheson akavas gvil. As was just pointed out, that if it's touching, you don't have hakavas gvil. It's not surrounded by the cloth, by the parchment. Now it appears from the language of the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should be careful to dafka lechatchila. When he says yesh li zar, it sounds like lechatchila, ideally you should be careful. But, avaloy likuva b'dievet. But if it did go into that ear space and touch, it sounds like it wouldn't be a problem. But that's not the case. V'hani mili shloy nichnas b'inin shi pasit tzura so'oyis al yideze. G'goyin shi nichnas rakim at. Now, we're talking about a case where it only entered the airspace, only a drop, and the tsura, this is very important now, the tsura of the letter is still intact. The form of the letter, in other words, the resh looks like a resh, the dal looks like a dalit. It happens to be, you see, that there's a little part of the lamid that is entering into the airspace of the dalit. But not that the dalit looks anything close to a hey. Once the dal looks anything close to a hey, it's possible. The tsura is gone. To the point where it is missing the tzur of the ois, but he's saying here that if you have a child who, if we would cover up, if you cover up the bottom row, and I'll show you a picture in a second. If you go over the bottom row, have a shinitzura sa'ois, then the child will look at that dalet. In other words, he wouldn't see the dalet as connected to the lamed. Because he doesn't see the lamed, because you just cover it up. So before he comes over, you take out a little piece of paper, you cover up the lamed, and then you just show him that letter. And he says, oh, that's a hey. He says, oh, thank you. Here's your candy. You go back to, you know, play or ched, whatever he's holding. And in the meantime, it's possible. The mezuzah is not possible. The tefillin is not possible. Why? Because he read it as a hey, as opposed to a dalet. Have a shina tzuras ois upasul. Vegam lo yitzuri boy tikkun. You cannot fix it because the halacha of shalei kitzidrum, which means you cannot go backwards. When you're writing mezuzah and tefillin, as we mentioned numerous times, you cannot write out of order. By a sefer Torah, you can. The kosher kinyan nichnas roish alamid b'soy cholol dalid, or reish b'niris kehei deposel. So too, if the head of the lamid goes into the airspace of the dalid or the reish, and now it looks like a hey, it's also posel. Vein the mayel bazeh kriya satinik kahigin doesn't help for a child to read it. Sherei einenu royois shnishtane al yideze lois acher. So when you see the difference between the first case is that the first case, you're not sure if it changed, the tzura changed or not. So that's when you have a child read it. In the second case, you see clearly the tzura, the ois, looks like something else. It looks like the wrong letter. In the case when it looks like the wrong letter, there's no shayla, that it's what? That it is possible. Okay. That's exactly what I just showed you the picture over here. That's what he means. V'ein moil b'zeh kriya satinik k'hoigin shari einenu royois sh'nishtana al yidei zeh lois acher. I'm just going to share what we just did for those on the recording, that we looked at the Sefer Paralach on page 149, and in this very chash of a Sefer, he has a piece where the lamid is going into the hay, and he's covering up the word below it. And I asked the oilam over here, I said, what word are we looking at? What are we looking at over here? So, one of the people suggested it's a tough. Looks like a tough. Someone else suggested maybe it's a pay, right? But it's definitely not the hay that it really is. So in that case, we don't even ask the child what
the letters. Child, do you cover it up?
Yeah, so in the case when you ask the child, you will do that as well. You will, in this case, you will put that little piece of paper underneath like that, right? Because you want to see what is a child going to say about this letter. What's the letter?
Otherwise, you might know the word.
Exactly. 100%. You just want him to see what does that letter look like to you, to him. Mm. Okay, Sif Chavtes. We are in Sif Chavtes. Continues the Mechaber on the top of the page, Sif Chavtes. Im ein ha-parashia shaguriz b'fiv. If the parashias, the person doesn't know with the next words. In other words, it's not shogar b'fiv. It's not so clear on what the words are. He has to write from reading inside. In other words, you have to have a chumash, a sefer Torah in front of you. We'll discuss what you have to have. And then you look at one word. And not only that, we're going to say that you should also say out loud the word you're writing. Now, I tell this to my children many times, and I see them studying. And they, you know, they write something or less like spelling words, lahavdil, in English spelling words. And they write the words, they're done, they did their studying. I tell them, it helps you if you say it out loud. It's Gemara in Erevin. It's like my Mishnah in Perkei Avos, right? But here, we're going to see in the Mishnah, it brings a different nekuda. It's not just that it gets into your head, you know you're saying the right word. We're going to see the hevel, the air, that you say the word, brings kedusha to the letters of the Sefer Torah. You hear this? It brings kedusha to the Sefer Torah. Just on a side point, I once read a maisa with the Kleisenberger Rebbe, Zechet Sanzik Kodesh Lavracha. And I believe it was when it was difficult for him to lane, when he was older in his years, he was a Bakayre. So someone said, he'll take over, he'll do the laning. So I said to him, no problem, I'll let you do the laning under one condition. You lane the way I lane. When I lane Kinesinasa Mehar Sinai. Like the Torah was given at Har Sinai. If you're going to lane like that, I'll let you lane. I'll let you figure out who did the laning. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katin, bottom page, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Shiguris Befiv, Dahainu, the eighth shu maschil lichtreiv, when he comes to start writing the letters, mitstam adayin ain't baki b'kriyoson ba'al pe koroi, v'prat b'moli v'chaser. When a person's starting to be a sefer, so he might not be an expert with the words of the parasha, of the parasha. So therefore, he has to make sure he's reading it from the ksav, from the print in front of him. And even more so, even if you do know it by heart, you have to make sure that a word that could have a vav, but does not need a vav, should not have the vav. Or a word that does need a vav, should not be missing with the vav. The malay and the chaser. Sifkot and kuflam and dal, mitoch ksav, oy mipi makri, or you should be reading it from someone, you're writing it from someone who's telling you what the words are. Kidei shlo yite, in order so you don't make mistakes. So someone will be reading you the word, and then you write down the word. V'miksos ha-parisha shigur b'fiv, and part of the parisha is shigur b'fiv, is well known, you know it well. You know, let's say right? You know the first, you know this part well. You can write that part you know well by heart. Take a look at the Bach, Ayin Bebach. Even though it says the Bach, even though you know the parish by heart, who doesn't know Shema Yisrael after by heart? But even though you know it by heart, says the Bach, it's still better to write it from inside the Ksav. Says the Mechaber further in Sif Lamed, a lot of short halachas here. You cannot write unless you know how to read. So you say, well, don't the two go hand in hand? The answer is no. In other words, let's say I show you an Asian writing, and you have a very good hand, and you can copy over that same form of those letters. I ask you, what does that say? You say, I don't know. I can't read that. So that's exactly what we're saying over here. You can't write unless you can also read. Because if not, it's very possible you'll make a mistake and you don't realize you made a mistake. Lamed Aleph. Mechaber says on top of the page, Im einoy koyisei mitoich eksav. Lo yichtoiv al peh shemakro oyisei acher, ele im kein yachzo hu v'yikru befiv. Mechaber is telling us that if you're not writing from eksav, from the Sefer Torah in front of you, lo yichtoiv al peh, shemakro yisei acher, You can only, you should not write it by heart, only in, and if someone's going to read it to you, Elaim kein yachzor hu v'yikra b'fiv, unless you will repeat what he said, like we explained earlier. So, for example, you're going to say va'ahavta. So I'm not just going to write down va'ahavta. You know, this happens so many times, like, let's say you ask somebody for a phone number. So this is where the confusion always begins. So then you say 732. So you're not sure if they're going to start repeating 732. So they, you know, something, you know, or like the credit card number. You know, that's it. You repeat it. You know, so you're waiting them. If they repeat it, you hear right away that you said 000, not 005. Right? You hear them repeating it. It avoids confusion. He's saying here also, say v'ahavta. He says v'ahavta, v'ahavta. Eis, eis. Hashem, Hashem. Elokech, Elokech. Repeat exactly what's being said. Says the Mishrura, in Sif Kotten Kuf Lamed Vov, 136 in the bottom. Masha Dishika, Koyse Mitech Xav, Ein Serech Lahitz Vepe. So, Mishrura is explaining here that sounds like if you're reading it from a Xav, from that which is written in front of you, if you're writing from what was written in front of you, you don't have to say and verbalize the words you're writing. Umayri Dafke Kishishgur is Gloy, Gam Kain. It also sounds like it's also if you know what the words are clearly, so you won't make a mistake. There's a question from this case in Yoredei discusses Hilchos Sevater. However, Aval Harbei Me'achreinim Cholku Al Zeh. Many Achreinim disagree, and they say even if you're writing from a ksav, which means you have the written words in front of you, and you're writing down the parasha on the klaf, you should still say word for word. And what's the reason for that? Upasku de b'chol gavnei tzorich lohoitzi atev mipiv koinim shichtivenum v'atam kozav abach dekach hi mitzvahs ksivas sefer Torah tefillah mezuzas. This is the mitzvah of writing sifri Torah or tefillah mezuzas. Kedeshite kedushas hevel krias kol teva veteva hayoyts mipia koyre, that the kedusha of the letters that come out when you say it with the hevel p means the air. There's kedusha in that. Right now we're talking words of Torah. There's kedusha. Agav, I'll mention parenthetically that the same way there's kedusha that is imbued when you say words of Torah, I'm not going to get off track too much now, but I'll mention that unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, if you're in a Beis HaKnesses, if you're in a shul, and there are words during davening that are spoken during davening, and if those words are words of Lashon Hara and Isurim, it puts everyone in that makom, in that place, in danger. You know, they have guards in different places. There's a guard right outside. There's a guard, right, armed guard, right outside. And people don't even realize the damages they do inside in the Beis Knesset, Rachman Litzlan, talking during davening, talking during Kriyas HaTorah. This is the hevel piv, the airspace, it brings this damage, Rachman Litzlan. So here we're saying that every word that we say, when he's writing down the words of the Torah, you hear what's going on? It's not just a letter written down on a piece of on a parchment. It's kedusha. It's kedusha, and it was created. Yes, he wrote l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Yes, he wrote l'shem kedusha tefillin of mezuzah. But also when he said the words, that's what's going on over here. V'cholze lechatchila aval b'diyeved ein nifsol b'chol gavneim loyta. Now, if he didn't say it, ideally he should because of the importance that we just spoke about. But if he didn't, it's still kosher, just as long as he didn't make a mistake. Okay. Sifkan Kuflam and Zayin. Al pe shemakre. Vafilu hushogar befiv gamke. Says the Mishnah Brura and Sifkan Kuflam and Zayin. Sivkot and Kuv Lamed Zayin. Let's get the words here. He says, "Lo yichtoiv al peh shemakro yisayachar." Don't write it by heart. Even if he knows the parasha by heart, but rather you should repeat what's being said. Every word before you write it, that you shouldn't make a mistake. Even more so if he writes it alpeh without someone reading it to him. Okay, now we go to Sif Lamed Beis. Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Beis, I'm just thinking if we should maybe save this for tomorrow.
Which Sif is that?
No, we're going to continue. We're going to continue with this Lamed Beis right now. Yeah. The Mechaber says on top of the page, Tzorich lohaniach cholok lemaila kidei gago shalamid. You have to leave a space on the klaf empty, like the roof, the top part of the lamid. That much space, like in the picture over here, you want to leave cholok, you want to leave blank on the klaf above it. That's what the Mechaber is telling. Tzorich lohaniach cholok, it should be smooth, empty, blank, lemaila kidei gago shalamid. Hago, shiu gam heim mukafim gvil, that also should be mukaf gvil, should be surrounded by parchment. Ulamatik shir chaf venun pshuta. Now going down as well, you want to also leave, when we say blank space, we're saying that you write your letters, but you want to, before you write the next row, you also want to leave a space in between. You don't want to jumble everything together. Let's just use the example of little children when they write many times. You look at their sentences. You don't know anything. You don't know what's the beginning of a word, what's the end of a word. They don't leave spaces in between the words, and it looks like from the beginning of the page to the end of the page, it looks like one. Everything is all one sentence, and it could be, they'll tell you, no, there's seven words over here. So that's exactly what we're coming to discuss right now. That there should be spaces. There should be space between the rows, between the words, and between the letters. That's our topic right here in Sif Lamed Beis. By the way, I want to share with you something also. Where is the source of this sugi over here? So the Be'er Goyle brings in the smack and the rush, but he's not telling us that this is actually from Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. So I wanted to share this with you like this. In Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Beis is based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. Okay, which is all lave, and all your heart should be healthy. Okay, you could say amen, it's a bracha. Amen. Okay, fine. Lamed Beis. So he says, Tzorich Alniach, once again from the beginning, Cholok lamayna kidei gago shalamid, shiyu gam heimu kofim gvil, ulamata kashir chof venun, pshuta, also in the bottom, that the chof, the end of chof, should also have a space in the bottom of it, chilosim v'soifen, ein tzorich alniach klal. In the beginning of the row, and the end of a row, he says, you don't have to leave any space more than that it has to be mukaf kavil. Mi'ikra din, just as long as the letter at the beginning and end of a row is surrounded by klaf, it's sufficient. That's all you need. We're going to see, however, Miyu says, the Ramah, no'gu ha'soifim la'nir chitzas betchilas v'soif. The Ramah says, the minig is that the soifim do leave a little space in the beginning and the end. V'tzorich al'nir chbeine kol teva teva kimloi ois. And he says, you should also leave in between every word, the space of a yud. In other words, when you write from Vahafta, Ace, Hashem, right? When you write from one word to the next, you should leave the space of that small little yud. A bein kol ois kemoli chuta saira kama b'sevetayra. In between each letter, you should have a hair's breadth in between each one, just like by sevetayra. Gam tzarech lohaniach maat cholak bein pasuk lepasuk. And so, in between each pasuk, you should leave space as well. It says the Mishnah Sefkot in Kuf Lamed Tes. We said by the lamed there should be a space the length of the top of the lamed from the row above. Miashidas kidei gagol shalamid, like the roof, the top of the lamid. Venerali dahainu miksav benin, this is the average size of the font of the letters. Afilu kaisiv rak ksav katan, even if he writes a small letter. The halo yomer menachas, he says here, this gemara is based on lamid aleph. Kimloy atba de safri, like the book of a clasp. Or a clasp of a book, the book of fine. Well, Pershu Arishen, what does it mean? Shuhu kidei lichtev gago shell, like you could write the gag, the top of the lamed. Vimisa de yesh chilik bezeh, a yesh yurim. Be'ashu litchoy is bedoichi v'dakimaru le'ayri rak be'koysev ksav benli. Says it could be that the Gemara is talking over there that you write a average size letter in between the rows. Sifkot and Kuf Mem, Pshut, I'm going to show you a picture afterwards. Kuf Mem, the Nun, the Chaf or Nun Pshuta, yet them also are going downwards. Make sure there's a space. Void Ma'ashu Lakavas Gvil, and make sure it's also surrounded by the Klaf. And the reason why you want the spaces is because when you come to write the words, you'll have enough room on the klaf. Now, he says there are those that suggest you should also leave, besides the gag of the roof of the lamid, you should also leave the half of a width of your nail. See the pictures over here? The half of the width of the nail, and the bottom, and the top as well. But that's lechatchila, it's not going to be ma'akev. Kuf mem alif, klal, rak mashul akavas gvil. You should what? You should have that it should be surrounded by the parchment of the klaf. Sifkon kuf mem beis. Nogo sifkon aniach tzas betchila v'soif. So we just said a second ago that lechatchila, all you need is that the beginning and end have a little surrounded by klaf or the parchment. But the custom is that the seifim do leave some space to make it look a little nicer. Some even machmir, like you see here in the picture, to leave all this space that like you do by mezuzah to wrap the tefillin as well. So we have three different points we just mentioned. Number one, we mentioned that you have to make sure there's the klaf, so it should be mukuf gvil. That's everyone agrees to that. Number two, you have a situation where leave a little more in beginning or end. And number three, the third point is leaving the whole like section of a margin of the klaf, like they do by mezuzah. Okay, and he ends off over here. Kuf Mem Gimel, where the Kuf Mem Gimel, he says here, v'tzarech l'niach bein kol teva v'teva, in between each word, the space of a small yud. Ketana, ois ketana, shu yud. What is a small letter? That is a yud. But the yeved, ein livsol ele imke niris. Now, b'di'evid, if you didn't leave that space of the yod, just as long as a child can read it and doesn't see that it's too close and too much connected, then you're okay. Shita, then we said in the, you also have to what? V'chein bein hashitim, between the rows, you also have to leave a space. How much of a space is kemaloi ois v'chein bein hashitim kemaloi shita? In between one row, you have to leave a space of another row before you go to the right underneath it. V'yeshem dein tzarech laniach elas sefer Torah v'chein nagu atzoifim shem edakim v'zeh. Some explain that this leaving a whole space of a row was only in a sefer Torah and not in tefillin mezuzos. And you'll notice this next time you get your aliyah in the sefer Torah. You'll notice that there's a nice space from one row to the next. Chut aside from one letter to the next has to be like a hair's breadth. Hayne rak lechatchila v'diyeved ein livsol elo imke niris hateva chaluk l'shtayim. Now v'diyeved, it's not going to invalidate it unless the word looks like it's two different words. And he says here that you should also leave gam tzarich l'nichem at cholak bein pasuk l'pasuk, in between one pasuk to the next, also leave a space. However, the Magen Avraham, name of many achronim in the Gra, and as well, l'chiriyu de'in tzarich l'nich cholak yoisim bein tevel l'tevel be'emza pasuk, say that you do not need to leave more than, from one pasuk to the next, more than a word. So the Magen Avraham, the Gra, and many achronim say you only need to leave from one pasuk to the next the space of a word, one word. Okay, we will stop here. The reason why we continue with this, because the next page is also a lot of material, so I wanted to make sure we finish that page just now. Once again, anybody listening on the recordings, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out like you've done in the past.